This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, December 1st, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Card check lawsuit rejected. Reclamation speeds up projects. California pushes back on CDL restrictions and ACA subsidies on Congress plate. Court tosses wonderful company lawsuit over card check. A California appeals court judge has rejected a lawsuit from the wonderful company that sought to block the state's new farm worker unionization process, dealing a setback to growers challenging recent changes to the Agricultural Labor Relations Act. The ruling upholds AB 2183, the 2022 law championed by the United Farm Workers that created new options for union elections under a controversial card check process that allows workers to sign authorization cards instead of holding a traditional on-site vote. Supported by a coalition of farm groups, Wonderful argued the law violated worker rights to cast secret ballots and exposed employers to coercion. In the filings, the company claimed the ALRB failed to implement adequate safeguards and that the statute conflicted with constitutional protections. The court disagreed, finding the legislature acted within its authority to set election procedures and that Wonderful did not demonstrate concrete harm. Interior moves to accelerate reclamation projects. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum has issued an order to streamline federally funded construction projects at Bureau of Reclamation facilities across 17 western states. Under the order, reclamation will empower qualified local water and power partners to take on portions of procurement and contracting tasks for certain projects. The change is designed to reduce administrative burdens, lower costs for water and electricity use, and accelerate infrastructure delivery under federal oversight. One of the first projects slated to benefit is the expansion of the San Luis Reservoir by raising BF Sisk Dam and adding 130,000 acre-feet of storage. Under the new framework, the San Luis and Delta Mendota Water Authority will manage procurement tasks. The order also initiates a broad review of reclamation's processes, including cost-share programs, design reviews, environmental compliance, and guidelines. Burgum said the move will, quote, make life more affordable for American families while strengthening economic growth throughout the West. Why it matters? Well, for California and the other drought-prone western states, the streamlined approach could mean faster delivery of critical water and power infrastructure, while potentially easing costs for farmers, communities, and municipalities already facing tight budgets. States push back on CDL restrictions for non-citizens. California has joined a multi-state coalition urging the U.S. Department of Transportation to withdraw an interim final rule that would sharply narrow eligibility for commercial driver's license among non-U.S. citizens. The Democratic states warn the policy could deepen workforce shortages across freight, agriculture, and public transit. In a joint letter filed last week, attorneys general from several states argued the rule exceeds DOT's authority by redefining who is considered lawfully present for CDL purposes. The coalition contends the change would bar longtime residents with work authorization, including DACA recipients, individuals with pending immigration cases, and others legally allowed to work. That restriction, they said, would sideline thousands of experienced drivers at a time when supply chain reliability remains a national concern. The states also warned the rule would impose new administrative burdens on motor vehicle departments, create compliance conflicts with existing federal immigration classifications, and generate uncertainty for employers who rely on immigrant labor in trucking, farm transportation, and school bus operations. They urged the DOT to suspend implementation and open a full notice and comment process, arguing the interim final rule was issued without sufficient justification. DOT cited a series of fatal crashes involving non-domiciled CDL holders as part of the safety concerns motivating the change. California Attorney General Rob Bonta shot back that the Trump administration has politicized a handful of deeply tragic accidents in an attempt to advance the president's anti-immigrant agenda. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value. Connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Klobuchar, ACA subsidies in Trump and GOP hands. Expiring expanded premium subsidies for Affordable Care Act insurance will be a big issue for Congress in its post-holiday stretch. Democrats were promised a vote on the issue as a part of the deal to reopen the government. That vote will happen. And whether it will pass is in the hands of Donald Trump and the Republicans. People are seeing their health insurance premiums double or triple. That the word of Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota yesterday on CNN State of the Union. Klobuchar, the ranking member on the Senate Agriculture Committee, says Democrats stand to gain politically if Republicans don't agree to an extension. Klobuchar said, quote, if they don't want to do anything about the people's cost and their grocery bills and their health care and pummel them with these punishing Trump tariffs, then we will simply have to beat them in the midterms. We have no other choice. Prior to Thanksgiving, the White House reportedly floated a 2-year extension of the ACA subsidies. Congressional Republicans criticized the idea. Trump told reporters some kind of extension might be necessary. For more on the D.C. policy agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Groups urge officials to learn lessons from the last tariff bailout. A coalition of nonprofits say they want to avoid repeating the mistakes of the tariff bailout during the first Trump administration and ensure that any tariff assistance program is administered efficiently. The groups, which include the R Street Institute, Farm Action, and Taxpayers for Common Sense, wrote last week to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and to USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Luke Lindberg that any aid should come with strict payment limits and oversight. Now take note, a 2022 Government Accountability Office review of the 2018-19 Market Facilitation Program found $800 million went to ineligible recipients or were incorrect payments. Another review also found issues with the way USDA calculated the tariff impacts. Here's today's final word. There are salmon everywhere on the landscape right now. It's invigorating our work. That Michael Harris, Environmental Program Manager with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, celebrating the return of salmon to the upper reaches of the Klamath Basin after the state removed 4 hydroelectric dams. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, December 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.